When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever, online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Hey guys, welcome to the Speaking Podcast. My name is Jessica Gibson. I'm with my friend and co-host, Kristen Accardi, producer Kristen, and we have a very special guest today, Jill Myra.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jill.
Hey.
What is the best way to introduce her?
New Jersey Traffic South.
Yeah, that I get that a lot, yeah.
The voice. It's in the voice on how you do it. You know, Jill Myra.
Sounds like angels.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Angels. Tell my children that.
So Jill is joining us this episode because we are going to talk about age gaps in marriage and in couples. And Jill actually, while we were putting all of this together, let us know that there's actually an age gap with your sister.
She had a lot to say about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
I mean, there was with my husband as well, about 4.5 years, mm-hmm. you know. So I used to hate that, like that half of a year that I was like, oh, I'm 5 years older than you, you know. And But that wasn't too bad, you know. There were some things where, you know, he would say to me, can you imagine if, you know, when you were in college, if you, somebody took you to the middle school in town and said, that's going to be your husband,
pick
right?
Pick him out, yeah. Right?
Pick one of those middle schoolers.
That sounds
bizarre.
Weird. Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, my sister, there is a big age gap in between her and her husband, and my sister's older than him. Mm-hmm. We tend to look young. I don't know. I'm
good
told
genes.
That we have good genes in our family. But it's not that my sister is immature and that he's mature, you know, her husband. But yeah, there's about 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Difference. And they've been married for, is it about 15 years now?
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
That's so great.
How old was he when he married?
Strong as can be.
Yeah. How old was he?
So it was my sister's second marriage.
Was it his second too?
No, it was his first.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was 50. And just about turning 50, you know, and he was 17 years younger. And he said, I don't worry. I don't need to have kids, you know, because that was a concern.
Right.
But no. And
that's amazing.
Yeah. And they don't look like a mismatch.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't look like a mismatch at all.
And it's one thing to have the age gap between the guy and the girl where the guy is older. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, your sister is the one that's older.
Yeah, why is that? Can I ask you, why is that?
People do make a big deal about that.
Yeah.
Right?
Does like, she ever, just, like, have, like, people talking to her about it? Or is it just right now, like, that it came up?
No, it's been so long now. But, like, you know, they were dating before, you know, their marriage. So, at first, she was like, oh, God, he's younger, you know. But it's, once again, it's the person and their personality.
Mm-hmm,
and right. He just does not act like, you know, he didn't act like a kid compared to her, you know.
Yeah, plus, so. He wasn't a kid when they got married. He was older, too.
I think that makes a
mature.
Difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally makes a difference. But once again, why is it that, like, it's just weird? It is weird when
the
woman is
people
older.
Definitely judge. It's weird. It is. My grandparents were 17 years apart, but my grandfather was older. So
and for some reason,
it was his second marriage.
Yeah.
But that's okay, right?
It's so old. It's such like it's such an old fashioned. It goes back to the man took care of the woman. Maybe
right.
I hate to say that.
That's so your
tradition.
Sister takes care of him.
Yeah, and no, they take care of each other. They're definitely a good equal. partnership, their marriage, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not like one just takes care of the bills.
17 years.
Yeah. Not recently, you know, I'm back in the dating scene for a couple of years now.
And, would you date younger?
I did. I had a, so I'm, you know, at my age, let's see, I want to do math, but all right. I'll just tell you, I'm 53 and this guy 34 and I was relentless and I kept saying, stop, go away.
You've been learning from your sister.
Yeah. I would bump into him, you know, we see him different places mm-hmm. and he kept pursuing. I was like, stop, no, no. And then I did give in and date him for a little bit. And it, you know, when it really gets weird,
oh, please tell me.
I love music and I love singing, right? And I love singing in the car.
Yeah.
And when you're singing, it's like, you know, because now like, all the cars are smart. So you're picking songs.
Yeah.
He's picking some songs and I'm like, yeah, I definitely feel the age difference. When
that's
you,
funny.
Right. You're belting out Foo Fighters like you know the words perfectly.
Even 4 years difference, I feel like people probably experience that. Like knowing different movies and different music because it's what you went to high school and you like linked to.
Yeah. You don't even have to date. Jill and I have those conversations all the time during the show. She's like, remember this movie? I'm like, what are you talking about? My mom might remember that.
Yeah.
But you feel a difference for sure.
Yeah.
Whatever happened with your young boy?
Jill? That's the thing. I think I embarked on that relationship because I knew there was an end date. There was an expiration coming up because he was moving. Yeah. I knew he was moving.
So it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I could have, you know, one thing I don't think I could have gotten past. That his mother was around my age.
That's what I was thinking. Because my husband's older and someone in my family is dating someone younger. And I'm like, you guys are like the two like spouses are kind of the same age.
Yeah. Now like, I have an even better
case. You skip
case.
A generation that way.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know why I said case, but I have another relationship I know of. My friend's sister, she was dating... friends with a guy, you know, from school, med school, ended up dating his father.
Oh.
So, like you said, it's one thing, okay, the man's older, but this guy is the same age as my friend, as, you know, her dad.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't imagine as a father what that would be like for my little girl to be married. And they got married. They're still married.
Wow.
Well, you have kids. Did you think about that? Like, if that would happen?
Like, if one of my friends tried to date my daughter?
Yeah.
No.
Get out of town.
That sounds so weird. That's, I don't know.
He actually looks older than her dad.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine your husband looks older than your own father?
Yeah. It was funny. Bill couldn't even imagine a woman dating someone that's like older than her. This all came up because a man who was like a teaching at like in Princeton, is marrying a grad student. Right?
Yeah, he's in his 70s, and she was one of his students back in the day. Mm-hmm. That's how this all started, right? Because it's amazing. And again, this is a situation though where the guy is older, but one that was your student, and two. I mean, that's like grandfather status. Like, now, forget being, you're old enough to be my dad. Like, you're old enough to be my grandfather.
No, you're really pushing it. Yeah, that's really pushing it.
But that's for some reason, society now just like still frowns upon the whole a woman being so much older than the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just, you would date someone younger, but just that guy in particular.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right. I think it matter. The personality matters. You know, that says a lot. You know, my brother-in-law, you would never know. They don't, like I said.
They look the same age?
They look the same age.
Yeah.
My sister, we're just young. We run young in my family. Speedy always says I run hot.
Run hot?
He talks about his temperature. He runs hot.
Here he is.
And here I am. Yes, Jill Meyer, I do. I run hot. So
my
body temperature. No, my body temperature runs hot.
That runs hot.
You're calling yourself hot?
Right. No. Like temperature. And it's important to cool down. Right?
But I was just
I walk in the middle of?
You walked in the middle of me saying that we run young in my family. My mom, my sister, myself.
I was trying to figure out if Jill would date younger or if it was just the last relationship didn't work out because of the guy or just because he was younger.
Bill is always telling Jill to cougar it up.
Oh, that.
Yeah,
so I am. That has been my advice.
Cougar wow. it up.
I may not have used that exact term. Maybe
yes,
I did.
Yes, you did.
I don't know if I said cougar it up. I said cougar.
I used the word cougar.
I used the word cougar. I did. Yeah. Because I think that that's you've got this high level of energy.
Yeah.
And you do think young. And I think a younger guy is in your future.
I think so, too. Yeah.
So I even made age suggestions. I'm like, you know, 30-something.
Thinking of all the dating options right? now.
Yeah, I'm either going to go younger or
33,
like, I need like
34.
Or an 85.
Like or like said, an 85-year-old billionaire.
86-year-old.
There's also that, right?
I recommend
85-year-old billionaire. Yeah. What
we'll
about
come,
that?
We'll come hang out at on your yacht.
So many options. Oh, so many options. Goodness. I was wondering what I was walking into. There was a lot of animation going on in the room as I walked in. Now, Jill, thank you for joining us for this very
welcome.
Special hashtag wedding podcast, because I don't know what to call it yet. We haven't...
BSing with brides?
I don't know if I like that.
What? Why?
Do we like it? Well, Ann hates it.
She does?
Ann, yes. So Ann, our program director, we walked out and Dan was very proud of his suggestion. So I said it to her. I'm like,
oh my God.
BSing with the brides.
BS, because he's still listening.
Yeah. Was she listening on the ride in?
I don't think so. I don't know. She only listens when my phone is going off and she sends me ping texts.
You know what's funny is that I kind of knew we were going to go in a different direction the minute Bill opened the door and walked in.
Oh, why? Were we talking
about
else?
I was
like,
our topic's not going to last that long.
What was the topic?
The first podcast or two with Kristen, she looked so defeated leaving the room, not having discussed her topic whatsoever.
Age gap. Actually, it's funny.
Is that the topic?
Bill's the one who wanted to do this topic.
I love this topic.
Age gap.
Because I want to do it on the air.
Yeah.
Because people really respond to that, mainly because I got it totally wrong. I said on the air, girls are always younger.
Yeah, and I was just telling them that my sister, I should have said it's somebody in my family, but whatever.
Is it your sister? Is she listed? What's her name?
That's right. For the billions of
what's
people.
What's her name and how old is she?
She's got good genes.
I think 17 years older.
What are her dating tips since she went through it?
True, that's great.
I want to know.
Her dating
How did she meet her husband?
Of course, they work together. You know, that's what happened. Yeah,
watch out,
together.
Town Square Media.
Yeah. yeah.
Sorry. Well,
my ex and
that
I
was
work
it?
Together.
One tip? Jill, one tip?
Well, that's the point she's trying to make. She's saying her and her ex work together, so clearly that might not be.
50-50, that's not bad. You bat in 500, you're in the Hall of Fame in baseball. I think that's pretty good. You don't like that?
No, it's good.
So there are other... I was hoping for a list, 10 tips.
Well, does your sister have kids? You have nieces and
nephews,
right?
Yes, yeah.
And her husband does not have any at all.
Right.
Even before her.
Right. He said, that's fine. I'd rather have you than, have children. Worry about having children.
Oh, wow. My God, how cute.
She was 50.
Yeah. That's so nice.
And
Kristen just had the reaction that she had when she saw the baby fox.
Oh, my God.
Right? That was a baby fox reaction is what that was. Stupid fox.
Oh, I thought you were calling me Baby Fox. I thought that was my new nickname.
I'll take it.
Well played. Well played, Jill. So thank you for joining us because I know you want to leave. I almost didn't come
give
in
you three
here.
More
Do you
minutes
see how she's positioned? Her eyes are on the clock.
Yeah, she's watching the clock. She's ready to run. And
she has placed
it is Memorial Day weekend.
It is.
I call it moving at the speed of Spadia.
Okay.
And today I'm moving at the speed
of
Spadia.
You are. Where are you headed?
I've got things to do.
A date?
I do not.
All right, so you'll keep us posted.
Yeah.
What path you choose?
What path I choose? What age I choose?
Right, yeah, I want to do a follow up podcast on that.
Oh, really?
I want to know your sister's dating tips for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I never discussed that with her. Yeah. She's 11 years older than me.
Uh-huh. Let's have her on. Mm. Will she come on?
Probably not.
Really? I mean, I think dating tips from Jill's sister is. Could be very relevant.
I am sure if she finds out about this, she's going to kill me. I'm afraid of her. You know how it is.
Oh, your older sister.
Is it just two of you?
Yeah. And now we have a brother in between.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he get along with both of you?
Of course, he's the prince. You know, he's the only boy.
He's the favorite.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Does he operate at your level of energy?
Golden son. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does.
Really? So it runs in the family.
Yeah, but he does it at a more mellow level. And
Because my brothers are completely mellow.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Really?
Yeah. How about that?
Are you the youngest?
No, I'm the oldest.
That's crazy. I always peg him
strange?
As the youngest.
Really? Why? Just I'm a little off?
Because you are the performer. The youngest, we're usually
really?
The performers.
The youngest are usually the ones with the most personality.
Really? Why is that?
Not in my family.
Why is that?
No? Because oh, you're the baby. You're the
so
you're so
quiet.
Cute.
I'm not the baby.
No, I'm saying the youngest.
You're the oldest. Like, aren't you the
I'm
oldest?
The oldest yeah.
You're the oldest.
My baby brother, he's 25, mm. and he is so shy. He doesn't, yeah, he works in sales and he's doing great, which is weird, but he does not.
Really?
Yeah,
so
he's
he
super
must
chill.
Talk when he's doing sales.
When he's working, yeah, but he's super chill outside of that.
Oh.
Now you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest, yeah. But my sister, I don't know. I feel like we're like two only children because we're 6 years apart and no one's in between us. Mm-hmm. It's a big gap.
Yeah, that is a gap.
Like I was in college and she was like leaving elementary school.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
There was a big gap
when
that's
an age gap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I came along, there was a big gap. So it was like a novelty and I was entertainment for everybody. And then when my sister would date, when the dates would come over and she wasn't ready yet, I was like the opening act. You know, I was like,
it's like now's my time. Like,
want to see me do a cartwheel? I just learned how to do a cartwheel.
And they loved you.
Of course.
They loved
you. Did she take you out on dates with her?
Sometimes.
It'd be fun.
Sometimes.
Ice cream dates.
Stuck with me, right? Yeah.
That's funny.
Maybe my mom stuck me in there as a buffer.
Yeah.
Now, are your parents the same way?
You know? What do you mean?
Energy level?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were going to ask age gap.
No.
Oh, yeah. What about your parents?
Mm.
Good question.
I think they were around the same.
Back to the topic. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. The topic. I think they were, they were around
they
the same. Yeah.
My parents were just a few years apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about yours?
My parents are, I think, like 8 months apart. That's it. But
wow,
I was,
really?
Yeah. They're super close in age. But I just got telling, I got done telling Jessica and Jill, my grandparents were 17 years apart. But my grandfather
years.
Was older.
He was older.
Yeah. He was the older one, yeah.
Wow.
So he passed away at 80. And I mean.
And she's still young.
Yeah, 60, whatever. I mean, yeah,
I mean 17
whatever,
years
yeah.
is a long, that's, mm-hmm. a, that's yeah. a big gap.
Yeah,
that's almost is. A generation.
Oh, it is. It's
like, what we talked about.
Yeah, right? I mean, it really is.
Skipping generations.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm 10 years older than my youngest brother. And it's their world is different.
Yeah, there's different references. There's different, especially with music, because music's important to me. So, like, you know, if you don't know certain songs, it's, you know, strange. I got to bounce. So,
yeah, I'm
you
sorry.
Go.
It was great. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Jill. We'll see you soon. And tell your sister she's welcome on the next one.
Do you want to switch to that mic? It sounds a lot better.
I think it's a good idea.
Thank you.
All right.
There you go.
So, did I blow up the whole segment? What happened?
No, not at all.
No, I do that sometimes.
Yeah. No, we were right on topic. I think we're, Jessica, how far apart are you and Chase?
Like 8 years.
8 years.
We're six months apart, so Jill had the same thing going on.
Oh, right.
It's like half the time we're 7 years and half
how about
the time
grade,
eight.
Grade wise? Seven grades? Because that's how
that's
I look
when
at
it gets weird.
I don't know.
Right? Well, I guess it depends on where you're in school, too. I mean, you know.
True.
In New Jersey, it starts with, it's not calendar year. I think it's September.
Yeah.
And unless you go to Catholic school.
His birthday is.
Oh, really? Oh. Is it different?
Why
is it different?
Well, at least it was when I was younger.
When did
I was
they cut it off?
Four in kindergarten.
Is that, and that's young.
Yeah, it's five. Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right.
Jody, my wife, was 17 when she started college.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I met her at 17. Yeah, I was 18. Because of the way it cuts off in Rhode Island.
You
I guess
guys
they
were the
did
same
December.
Grade?
Same grade.
So I'm sure
we're only a few months
Jessica,
apart.
Jessica, I guess it would probably be the same for you. And this is going to sound super weird.
No.
But when you think about it, because Ryan and I are like 7 years.
Yeah.
He graduated high school and I was in like sixth grade.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Wow.
Right? It sounds weird.
Awkward at that age.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Not
exactly.
Because
not
as you
more.
Get older, it comes closer.
Right. Yeah.
Don't you feel that way? I mean, I feel like that's... Plus, I think women... This is why I said what I said on the air. And now, when this comes out, it'll be a couple weeks ago. But I said that I see men with younger women because women, I think, just mature faster.
Right.
I think that's generally accepted, but I think it's true. Right? And men today seem to be maturing later and later and later.
Got right?
Am I crazy? I feel like you got with exceptions, and I'll say this on the air, and I'll get blowback from I'll get calls. Yeah, but I noticed this. So there are a lot of 20-something men have not figured it out.
Right.
You know, they're just they're at home trying to figure out what am I doing next. And I think women in their 20s are frustrated with that.
That's why we're dating older guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's what I do. I think that. I mean, my guess is your mentality's you're 10 years ahead.
Hmm.
Well, mentally.
Relationship wise, it's like the same with my sister, where like when we were in grade school, they had like very little in common. But now that like we both graduated college, like talk all the time. Right. She was over last night. Like we just hang out.
Yeah.
Like totally different relationship.
The adult relationship. You find that with kids too.
Kids? What do you mean?
Well,
your kids?
My, yeah. I mean, Elizabeth is going to be 22.
Did she graduate yet?
In July.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah. 4 years. And so right now, hopefully by the time people are listening to this, she will have secured the job that can sponsor her for a visa.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
So she's working with two galleries, but they can't sponsor her.
That's so stressful.
The rules are way stricter over there.
Yeah.
In London, right?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, she wants to stay. She loves it. But the graduation's in July.
Like more school.
Yeah. Well, that was, we had that conversation and I said, that's what a lot of kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And she doesn't want to do that. She's like, it's time to start.
Yeah.
She wants to start a career, get going.
Yeah. And a lot of the times too, whatever you study, you don't need that extra curriculum. And it's just because you're not ready to go into the real world, or you don't have that job set up. It's like, all right, let me go get my master's or let me, you know.
Right. And they'll take your money to sponsor you for a visa. Oh,
yeah,
sure. You can be a student. Right. We'll take the whatever it costs.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
interesting.
Yeah. So but the point I was making was, as a dad, you're a father or a mother to little kids, and it's all about protecting them, and you got to feed them, and it's all. And then all of a sudden, they turn into adults, and you're having conversations,
cool.
which is a totally different thing. It's great.
You're still not friends, though. You're still the parent.
No,
right?
There's always. I mean, obviously, I think you're always in a parent role, but there's it evolves,
right?
But you know, I don't have a kid voice, so I've been talking to my kids as adults since they were little.
Oh, so they didn't have kid voices. They had like deep voices when they were little?
They have like, we speak as adults, which is sometimes awkward. I don't have a dog voice either, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, when you talk to dogs?
I talk to the dog.
I wish I saw you talking to Henry earlier.
Yeah, I just talked to Henry.
You know, you have a point, because he was like, hey, Henry, how you doing?
Henry, what's going on?
As if like Henry was going to answer.
So Henry is Eric Scott's dog.
I know, and Henry is a dog, not a typical dog's name.
It's funny, because on the air the other day, our program director, Ann, called me out. She's like, you didn't say Henry the dog. I'm like, don't you think people know? And I think part of it is I refer to and talk about and talk to dogs like they're people.
Right.
Spike is a dog's name. Henry is not
Henry,
really.
Not so much. Right. Spike, Callie. Everybody knows Callie's a dog.
That's your dog's name, right?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
The fox thing. I know, I'm off topic.
I can't get over the deer head thing. Did you?
No,
that the deer head thing was nuts.
That was wild.
That was, I ended up putting cameras. Now I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, well, the cops thought somebody killed the deer, cut the head off, and threw it in my yard.
So that's wasn't nice. like a mafia hit.
I don't think
warning.
So. It was a warning. That was it. If I found it in bed, that would be different. The horse head. That's a great reference.
But if that was on purpose.
I didn't think you would watch The Godfather.
That was the first. Well, I did before Paul Sorvino. Before I met Paul.
That's right.
I was like, I got to see this.
Godfather's great.
The cutting
I saw it once like years ago.
I hadn't
really
seen it.
Had no impact.
No.
The horse head reference is an iconic reference.
Right.
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah. No, I don't know. I can't get into those movies.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work with an age gap, too, culturally?
Well,
right? Movies,
I was just
music?
Thinking, we've been watching The Sopranos at home.
Yeah.
All the seasons. We're on the last season now. I don't know what we're going to do afterwards.
Do you love it?
The first season is awesome.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's actually a comedy. And that's then the good. Rest of it, yeah, it's good. We've been binge watching it.
It gets a little dark.
It does? Now,
I thought it did.
He's like doing these weird dreams every episode. So yeah,
yeah, he's depressed.
Bill, you watch Sopranos and you watch the last episode of Game of Thrones,
I did.
Which had the worst ending. Because they're comparing
the ending
of Sopranos.
Yeah.
And he liked the ending of Game of Thrones.
I liked the ending of Game of Thrones too.
So, okay, so which one was better? Since they were both horrible.
All right, let me say this. I think the ending of Sopranos was better. Because it didn't leave me wanting more. I'm like, you can't do another show after that.
Oh, okay.
You need to know that half people are going to think he's dead. The other half are going to think. But if you watch the whole series, like you, I don't know where you are, so I don't want to give anything away. If you haven't seen, I don't remember if it was last season or the second to last season.
It's like a 20-year spoiler. You can spoil it.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm pretty sure everyone knows
when
they
go to that like, Jersey Shore house and they're kind of like in a hideout house. They can't go home.
Okay.
And you're like, there's no way you don't think, in my opinion, that he isn't whacked at the end because of the lead up to how the whole family start falling apart and he's a problem. And so I liked just an end. Like, don't you know that you had the one guy at the booth do a quick turn and then.
And they should be compared because they were like the most popular like TV shows of the time. Like everyone's like. You know, gets set up and watches all together. Right. Like, I don't know. I think they should be compared.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
We went 20 years without having like an impactful TV show as much as The Sopranos until the Game of Thrones came along.
It's actually a really good point.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're right. Game of Thrones rallied people. Like, everybody had to watch it.
Yeah.
Everybody knew about it. Even me not really watching. I saw the first season. I got a little bored, I'll be honest.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, I got a little bored.
Did you watch it, Jessica?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of the ending?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. The whole last season, I was like literally falling asleep during the episodes.
It was boring, right? That's what everyone said.
All these like massive events that like seemed like they didn't really have an impact on anything.
Right.
Like John found out his like father and he just was like, oh, okay. And then goes to the next scene. I'm like, that was a big moment.
Well, I think
that reflects no like
that reflects the ending though, because the whole entire show, Jon Snow is this bastard child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's what he is. And then all of a sudden he finds out that he's basically of royalty. And then the ending, I'm just totally spoiling it, so I hope everyone watched it.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
But at the end, he goes back to being a bastard because that's what he is.
I was so annoyed that they had Dany go against everything that she was, right? And I was like, this is great because I bet my husband that John was going to be on the Iron Throne. We had like our top three picks.
I love it.
And
who did Chase think?
He picked Bron. So annoying.
Oh, he got
wow,
it right.
No kidding.
Of his top three. But like, since they had Dany, like, you know, go turn Mad Queen like she wasn't all season, I figured, oh, they're going to have John be like, okay, I'll be king like he wasn't all season.
Right.
So they had the girl go like up against her whole character, but they didn't have John do that. So that was irritating.
Well, see, I thought the whole time that Sansa was going to turn into Cersei, but it was Dany who turned into Cersei in the end.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It was that death I did not enjoy.
Watching?
Cersei and Jaime. The brother
well,
and the sister.
Well, anticlimactic, right? Like, it just, right? The thing collapses on them.
Yeah.
The question I had was, how did Tyrion know that they were there?
He told
because
them to go there.
Yeah, he told them.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, see, I probably should have watched
it. Yeah, you missed that part.
That.
Yeah, yeah. He told them to escape that way. So he went down to make sure, like, if it wasn't blocked in or anything like that, then that means they got away.
All right, that makes more sense now. Okay.
But, yeah.
But he's my favorite character.
Yeah.
We're still
yeah.
trying to get him on the show.
He was my
pick,
too.
I called and emailed.
Right?
Yeah, who are my picks? John.
You did call him.
And emailed.
Well, someone from Chasing had called him and, like, spoke to his wife. And she just like answered the phone.
Oh, was that his mother? I think it was his mother.
Oh, his mother? Okay. Oh.
Because she lives in Jersey.
Mendo.
No, wait. It was his wife in Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She just answered. She's like, oh, I'll see what his schedule's like. But that was the
and
other
then that was it.
So
yeah,
does that mean somewhere in my files at Chasing, I have that number?
For his wife in Arizona's house? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm on a mission.
You're on a mission.
I'm going to get the number and we'll call.
All right.
Because I really want to get him on. Even a phone call.
I mean, yeah.
He was to me, he's such a great actor. And Kristen told me that he didn't want the part.
Oh, I'm sorry. The writer of the show was also from Jersey. He's from Bayonne, too. That's who it was.
That was him?
Not Peter.
Not Peter Dinklage.
No, not Peter.
I was going to say, I don't think he lives in Arizona. I don't think he ever did.
No, the writer has a house in Arizona.
Really?
Yep.
Either way, one connection or not. But Peter Dinklage's mother still lives in Jersey.
Yes.
From what we hear.
She does.
Just go do a door knock.
I'm thinking that. He's such an interesting character.
Kristen's
but
like, I am
he
not
He was the
doing...
best character, I think, in the
arrested.
Series. I think he was the best actor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just a good actor. That was one of the things I didn't like about the series. I thought the blonde queen, the fire girl.
Dany.
Mm-hmm. Not a great actor.
Yeah.
I didn't think her acting was as good. I think it got better, but I don't know.
She was until the last season.
Really?
Know.
Yeah. I
really?
Thought she really played the part. Because if you watch like interviews with her, the actress, I don't remember her name. That's like not her personality at all. So she really had to transform.
Well, I think she plays an impressive role. I mean, obviously she's smart. I mean, to learn a fake language and to be able to do it naturally. So I shouldn't say she's not a good actor. I didn't enjoy her performance as much as some of the others. Like compared to a Dinklage who you're like, you buy it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that dude, that's what he does.
I thought the fact that they had Sansa like go into an X-Men movie, the actress that played Sansa.
Yeah.
She's like now an X-Men. So like,
why is she the most famous one coming out of it? Was she the best character?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because Peter Dinklage was in the most episodes of Game of Thrones out of every character.
I just think he's a great actor.
Yeah, he was already famous.
Right? Believable.
That's true, too. He was already famous.
That'd be so cool. He's not going to walk in here.
No.
That'd be so cool if he called.
Would it be great, though?
Yeah.
He doesn't live here, though.
No, but I think a phone call. I mean, I think if I could get him on the phone.
We're going to try,
You know, just for a couple. Because I want to ask him, like, what's next? What was it like? I like the perspective of where the actors knowledgeable of how it was going to end. Because I asked the Sopranos guys that when we do, you know, it's coming up. We're doing August 3rd. This will drop before August 3rd.
Yeah,
I'm back at the Paramount Theater and then we're doing Golden Nugget.
Yeah.
And like to hear their explanation of the end. Like, they each have a different perspective of when they knew, how they knew they were going to get whacked. It's wild. It's so to me that because you, like, we see it as one segment, one story.
Right.
They're getting bits and pieces.
Right. Of
course. Here's your lines.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily know how it all fits in.
I wonder if they had like a pool on set, like each season. It was like, all right, who's going to die this season? And they'd all get their script. Yeah. And they're like, oh, man.
Chase said the ending was the viewers getting whacked. And that because the writer hated that all of the people were like, the show was so popular with these people being dirtbags. So he was like, you know what? I'm just killing the audience off and they're whacked.
That's funny.
That's why I just went black and you didn't know what happened.
That's pretty funny. Killed us all. I love it. But no, I thought the end of Game of Thrones, back to that question, was good.
The way it wrapped up.
The small council meeting at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Was great because for me, I think HBO did a great job with Rome, if you saw that series. But I love history, and Rome was a great series because it developed all these different characters.
Was
and none of them were famous.
Okay, was it fake?
It was Game of... No, it was based on real history, but it was obviously acted, and they were exaggerated, and they were telling different stories. But the character names were real from real actors in history. But no dragons and dead people walking and all the other nonsense. So it wasn't fantasy, it was real. But I thought they have an opportunity. I know they said they're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you could take all those personalities at the small council at the end, and you could do a series just about the rebuilding of Westeros or whatever the kingdom is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Westeros? Is that
Westeros.
The...
Yep. Yeah.
See?
Look at that.
I've been paying attention.
Oh. Have you not watched all of them?
No.
Oh,
you
really?
Season one and then the last episode.
Well, that's why it's so boring.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know...
I got bored quickly.
I thought you had watched them all. I missed that because you clearly watched the last episode.
Right, I did. I got bored and disinterested. I just get this. A series has to really grab me.
Mm-hmm.
Very few do. I can't remember the last one. Maybe The Sopranos. Because I liked it. I liked Jersey.
Right. It's relatable in the state. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember the last movie or show that grabbed me like that.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, we're at 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Wedding age
there
gap.
There we are.
Is that it? Are we out of time? All right. Well, anyway, sorry to come up and totally blow up the conversation.
No.
It's what I do.
It's all right.
But we will have this conversation on the air. So we just had it. Hope you enjoyed the show and this podcast. Make sure you stay in touch with us at nj1015.com/BillSpadia. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia and Instagram. Wouldn't kill you to like a couple pictures. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut on Twitter and follow producer Kristen at producer Kristen. And we'll tell you about our sponsors in a minute. And I have to drop that in. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. HouseofCupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.